The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. Gil Alexander. Kelly's behind the glass because, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Billy!
Hey, morning.
What's happening, man?
Oh, boy. I got a lot of things to go over because someone's been on vacation for 6 months or 3 months, whatever.
6 months.
Yeah.
By the way, the only
guy that I would actually tap my Dorothy shoes,
yeah,
and then just with the wish to trade lives. Well, just my one wish, not to go home, to get out of Oz, to go back to Kansas. My only wish is just to trade lives with Gil Alexander.
That's very kind of you,
yeah,
I think.
No problem.
I think.
That's it. Yeah. I'm being kind.
I was working 3 of those 6 weeks I was gone.
If you want to call it work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say
from
to you?
From the beach in the background.
Does this look like vacation to you, I said to you when you said?
You did. I'm just, you know, I'm busting stones.
Bill Krakenberger, by the way, at Bill Krakman with a K, name of the podcast is Wise Cracks with Bill Krakenberger and John Orlando, which you do now from right here.
Right here at Circa.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had Derek Stevens on last week. I can't believe the amount of people that reached out to me. Personally, I don't really do Facebook, but on Facebook, someone put on that, and then a couple people commented. Everyone loved that episode. Why? Because Derek was so transparent about everything.
Yes.
I asked him how much it cost. I said, how much does it cost you to run this thing? I said, it has to cost you money. The app. You have people that have to work nothing but this. You have to put that all in to the equation, and it costs millions to run it for free.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
But how
transparent Derek was and says, I get all the money back.
Yeah, so I'm not speaking out of school on this. Derek was kind enough to spend 15 minutes with me randomly in the parking lot yesterday. Love Derek. But he's talked about this openly on your podcast. He says the contest, we're talking about millions, both survivors all together. The figure he said on your podcast was $7 million.
Yeah. And people say, it kind of cost $7 million. But he kind of proved, But then he said, listen, I get $2 million back at the bar. People come in to sign up. They're drinking, having a good time. How about this, he said? How about they come into the sports book and betting? They actually bet futures. I had guys bet. He talked about this without me asking him. He said, I had guys come in and bet Kansas City Chiefs. They bet $100,000 on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. I won that. He said, how about, he said 25, I think it was 25 across the board, 25, to win the division, the AFC, and then the Super Bowl. And then he said I made more money at the pool. I tracked it, how much more money I made.
Yeah.
He said, I got all the money back. He didn't have to say all that. And what other casino corporation is going to talk about that? You have the casino owner.
Yeah.
So a fantastic episode. If you want to watch that on YouTube, just go to YouTube, go to Bill Krakenberger Wager Talk, and you'll see all my shows, including yesterday's show, which was fantastic, too. We interviewed a proxy yesterday, talked about some things in the contest. But Derek's last week interview, I had Chris Felica on, so with Jeff Schwartz. That was a really good couple interviews. People want to watch that.
Derek said some stuff. I don't know what he wants to keep between us or what's available for air, but I will just say this. Hearing that story about the cost of the contest, how he is able to make the back. He has built a brand here at Circa and what I call the Shangri-La here in the desert, right? And it's just a beloved brand, and he's super smart about what he does. And it does beg, not beg the question, it sort of then leaps to mind, these other folks who are trying to do competing contests, right? I wonder if they understand all of those economics.
Yeah,
when they embark on such an endeavor.
But they're charging 7%, I think, over there too, aren't they? I think there's a
rake in that one.
There's a rake in that one, so they're making back a couple million dollars there, and that probably still doesn't
pay for the
overhead of running in the contest, the software you need, and by the way, it's there is a competition, and there is another company out there that guaranteed $1 million more. And even the owner reached out to me. I showed you last night. The owner reached out to me of that site. And they were very nice. The guy's very nice to me and just wanted to show me. Of course, he wants advertisement. I get it. But that's not going to happen. I'm doing my show here at Circa. My allegiance is here at Circa. And by the way, I am nuts about the no rake. I love that.
Yeah.
I love no rake. And we're heading at a number here at this, you know, they're guaranteed $20 million for what everyone loves, the Survivor. We're probably heading in upwards of 23 to 25 million.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, so this is going to be, this is at a record pace here. So the other site guaranteeing their 21 million, this one will be higher. The other one might be higher too, I'm not saying that. But not only, Derek talked about millions in a way that I never thought too, the millions contest. He said, he pointed, he goes, you're a guy that would like this. He said, you're getting, he goes, you'll probably have 6 or 7% EV. He used those words on the millions contest. And I said, oh really? I said, so how much of an overlay? He goes, well, the overlay, I'm talking about a little bit of the overlay. Maybe we'll have a 300, 400,000 I have to put in out of my own pocket for the overlay. But what I'm talking about is people don't realize sometimes there's contests within the contest. And they get upset when they go 1 and 9. It's right. Just put whatever you want here. They don't even take into consideration there's quarterly prizes
they
that are giant.
After the 1 and 9.
And what about the people that don't put the picks in?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I never think, but last year, I bet you 200 people didn't put picks in. I mean,
probably around there.
Like, it's unbelievable when you look at the weeks and you say, how can it be possible? Week one, I don't know the number. Maybe you or Kelly know this number. I don't know the number. Survivor, week one. Didn't it have like 50 people that didn't put the pick in week one? The first week, 50,000 extra.
You know what I say about that, though? I say this every year. Last man standing over at stations is, what, $100 for like 5 entries in
there?
That's fun,
yeah.
Okay. I, one year, the last year I did it because of this happening, it was the last year, I completely forgot that I signed up for it at the beginning of August. And then when football season rolled around, like it never occurred to me that I forgot all about it. So $100,
to the pool.
But my $100 could be somebody else's $1,000, right?
Yeah.
What $100 means to me, maybe those guys are
sure.
So well off, right?
It that does.
$1,000, or they just simply forgot. I don't know.
Yeah, it does mean. I think it is. I think there's a lot of rich people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Bitcoin money out there right now. There's a lot of young people that made a lot of money and a lot of different things. And I think there's a lot of loose money out there. I mean, you know, for everyone complained about the economy and stuff. Well, the gambling economy is a total different thing. Gambling always flourishes, even during the Great Depression. Gambling always flourishes.
It's the
people, and then even people. It's the sad thing is, there's a portion of people that, you know, are hurting very bad. And I want to tell you something. A lot more percentage than you would think that go to the casinos monthly and gamble, trying to make a score to make their bills.
Sad.
So John Randall being one of them. Anyway.
My podcast partner. No, it's the old, I've said this many times, Letterman for like a week back in the day when we were kids, Letterman's show. He's dying at this one joke he heard. And he kept repeating it all week long, which is, you know, it's the old tale of there's a guy, he's in Vegas. I think I've told this a million times. There's a guy in Vegas. He goes from house to house in Vegas, like there's a, you know, like he's in a residential neighborhood, knocking on the door. He's like, hey, sorry, I know you don't know me, but I'm here on Vegas on vacation, and my wife has taken terribly ill. She's in the hospital. I was wondering if you can't help me out with some money. And they look at him, they say, sir, we'd love to help you, but like, we don't know you. We don't know if you're telling the truth. I'm sorry, we just can't help you. He goes from house to house to house. He goes to 8, 9 houses. Finally goes to the 10th house or 11th house. He says, sir, ma'am, thank you for answering the door. I know you don't know me. I know I'm a perfect stranger, but I'm here on Vegas on vacation. My wife is taken gravely ill. She's in the hospital. I'm having a little trouble paying the bills. Could you help me out with some cash? And they say, well, sir, we'd love to help you. This is a terrible story. I hope she feels better. We'd love to help you, but how do I know you're not going to just take this money and go gamble it away in the casinos? Goes, oh, I got gambling money.
I have gambling money.
That's right. It's always a different
line.
Compartmentalization, right?
Great line.
Yeah.
That's funny. That was David Letterman?
Letterman was telling this joke.
Oh, it's funny because now I know he retired.
Yes.
But yet he has a show. I just heard the advertisement for a show on Netflix.
Yeah, he interviews one-on-one.
He interviews one-on-one. Yeah. So he didn't retire, but he's now at his own. I guess he can record wherever he wants. There,
it's like Oprah.
Daily.
They do what they want now.
Yeah, they do what they want now.
Yeah.
He's got hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing up a very sensitive subject. Boy, you don't know about this. Very sensitive. So there's a guy on Twitter. His name is Todd Whittles. Todd is Poker Fraud Alert is at Poker Fraud Alert. So he calls out a lot of the things he sees, and if he sees he'll go after certain people, and if he has a that's his site actually, Poker Fraud Alert. So Sometimes he could be a little tough. I told him I was going to do this. I never met him, but I texted him on Twitter, DM'd him, and told him I was going to come on. Sometimes he could be a little rough and maybe not, maybe do a little more due diligence before going after someone. I think I've told him that already, though, but I like him, or else I wouldn't be talking about him. Put a great. He actually put it sticky on his tweet here. I know for a fact that there are several Circa Survivor syndicates who own hundreds of tickets. They can take both sides on Thanksgiving and Christmas, as well as potentially tough weeks. I'm playing 10 regardless, but just know you're at a disadvantage as a normal player. This is not new. This is also not new. Last year, the sharp players who miraculously picked dogs on Thanksgiving had both sides. They got the best result possible, of course. I said so at the time, and I'm just reminding everyone what they are realistically up against. Well, I think we know that.
He's right.
I think, and yet, even he said, I'm taking 10 regardless.
Yeah, he's taking 10 regardless. Yeah.
Now, he's right. Now, I only mentioned this once on the show. There was 307 entries. 306. 306. I think it was 306. I know someone that was involved in a 306 entry that's $306,000.
Yeah.
They didn't get a penny back.
Yeah. There's so no guarantee you win.
I'm just saying, I know someone that was involved in one of those syndicates.
Win. Yep.
$306,000 did not get a penny back. I have no problem taking the max entries in this contest. But Todd pointed that out. But yeah. I already talked about couple of weeks ago.
No guarantee you win, but it sure do help, right? We got to say that.
Right.
The only thing that bothers me is if you're one of these people with massive amounts of entries and you do get to the finish line, stop chirping at the end.
That's exactly right.
Stop Spot chirping. On. Like, that you don't get to do that. Yeah. Coming back on A Numbers Game right here at VC.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football season is right around the corner. And just like the players, you need your reps before week one. Sharps is a free weekly league that lets you practice the same football plays you already study. Props, sides, totals, and combos. Everyone starts with 10,000 chips. Build your stack, climb the leaderboard, sharpen your reads before the season kicks off. Enter at jointhesharps.com or scan the QR code on the screen to use code VSIN50 for a 50% deposit bonus up to $100. That's jointhesharps.com and use promo code VSIN50. We get tweets beating the book. Best listeners in the game. Have I said that yet this week? Because y'all are. Jamie Leva. I was raised about 30 miles outside of Portland, Oregon. What used to be a beautiful city is a complete blank show now. That being said, the rest of the state is beautiful. Just stay out of the city. I think that was in response to me saying Oregon was one of the states I hadn't been to. Glenn Ryder, in the conversation about which states have you been to, which have you not, he goes, do delirium, drunkenness, and confusion count as states if you are in those states when you are in those states, if you get what I mean? Steven, the bad influencer. After Kelly is tired of honky-tonking in Nash, Vegas, he should drive 40 minutes south to Columbia, Mule Town, to visit with us. I won't even let him wear the cape, he says. That was for Kelly. Darren Frazier, best day of the summer, both football and baseball on. Gilly back from vacay in the city, and the best regular guest ever grace the Visa and airwaves is back. Legendary Hall of Famer Bill Krakenberger. Time to learn at the School of Crack. What a day. Let's go.
Oh, very nice of you.
Our buddy Eric Biggio over at William Hill Caesars. Regarding Yordan Alvarez markets, including the Triple Crown, the tough part about pricing these markets is that teams are pitching around him any chance they can. There it is. Great point from the perspective of the odds maker right there. Thank you, Eric.
Good guy.
Good guy. Last name Nash. That's every season what I was referring to. Imagine having the dog days of summer last for half the summer for some of these baseball teams. He says, that's every season as a Rockies fan. Baseball season is over by June, and the countdown to football begins. You know last name Nash? That's exactly the team that I had in my head when I was saying that. Jay Buckley, Thursdays with Gil and Bill are the best. Looking forward to being out there next month and catching up in person. Eagle Marine, Gil, can we get some analysis on pro and cons to each side for Svatek and Rybakin? I understand you're recommending no play. Yes, all I'm saying is that it's priced nicely enough that there is no trigger on each on either side. Iga, master returner. She is one to handle Rybakina's serve, as great as Rybakina's serve is. But again, as I mentioned, three matches ago, Iga had appeared to have something mentally unlocked against Kostyuk. She appears to be prime vintage Iga right now. We shall see. But Rybakina, her steely as anybody. Doesn't matter if she's down a set. She never gives up. They're 6-6 lifetime, the two of them together. So they each know what each other's strategies are, what they're trying to do. Iga's looking for angles. Iga's the better athlete, but Rybakina more power on the serve. They know there's no surprises with this matchup. 6-6 lifetime between them. And Montreal Max, thought you might open today with Thin Lizzy's The Boys are back in town as Gil with Bill is the gift that keeps on giving and a better outcome than entering the grounds Tuesday in Toronto, only to see my phone telling us my big cash nut on Benchich was a waste. Yeah, sorry about that, Montreal Max. And last one for now, The Better Life, Tim Lawson, who's on a new podcast. Now, every time he retires from the podcast game, he comes up with a new podcast. He said, just coming here to let you know, I can't wait for the Megapod to be back in a few weeks. The historian, meaning him, will be ready. Thank you, Tim. Love you for that, man.
Todd Whittles responded already to me here. I see on Twitter. I said, I'm going to mention you on talk about what you said on Twitter. He said, yes, but I feel stupid getting the 10 entries sometimes. As I said in reply to someone who asked me why I'm still playing, I said, because it's fun. There is a lot of dead money from people who both no pick and don't know what they're doing. Well, I think there's a lot of people that realize that there's just a luck factor, too. That's giant. There's a lot of luck factors. We've seen what's happened in the carnage in the opening weeks for the last couple of years.
Cardinals, Titans, week three. They'll never be anything like that again.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. There was was that the one that was like impossible?
It's about
going
to be,
in again. They the other way seven. Like there's so
to,
many.
It's about to be 28-6.
Right.
He throws the Emmanuel Mercado, is that his name? Del Mercado throws the ball up in the air before he crosses the goal line, and then Cam Ward throws a pick. We, meaning those of us who have the Cardinals, get the pick. But after the pick, he fumbles it. The Titans pick it up and take it into the end zone.
It was a perfect storm that.
I mean,
you almost say can't happen again this season, but I'm sure it'll happen week
NFL.
One.
That's right. Anything is possible. Total plinko on
this stuff. Yeah, no, it absolutely is. So let me tell you something that I interviewed, and I'm sorry I don't know the company. I interviewed one of the proxies. His name's Tom. Mm-hmm. Nice guy. Vegas Proxy. I don't know where the Vegas Proxy. I don't know. But anyway, I interviewed. This is the second proxy I've interviewed. I also had Scott on. My buddy Scott, who also is Vegas Horse Pools. He's great. But I forgot to ask Scott, what happens if I put my picks into you? You know, you're dealing with hundreds of customers, and you mess up and make a mistake. It's a sensitive subject.
Because it has happened.
Yeah. And they say, well,
you got no recourse as
we're
going
to give you your money back for that entry. And then I think he said, and again, you have to watch yesterday's show, the exact wording. And then he said, if it costs you money, we'll give you like I don't know a lifetime of free proxy worker, you know.
But how can you determine if it costs you money though?
Well, if you lose by one pick, I guess in millions. Maybe if you
continued on, I see what you're saying.
Or continued on in Survivor. But listen, that's a very tough job. I don't even think about that. I asked Mike Palm on the show 3 weeks ago. I said, Mike was in the background walking. I stopped him right live on the show. So Mike, let me ask you a question. Can I change a pick if I make a mistake? And I didn't know you can. If you
do it at the kiosk?
Am I thinking right? Is it the kiosk?
you got confused.
So
yeah.
You could put picks in at the kiosk there.
I think some of the proxies do put it in the kiosk.
If you put it in on kiosk rather than the app.
Yeah.
If you put them on the app, nothing I can do. If you put it in through us up front.
Oh, at the desk.
At the desk, I think it's at the desk or those kiosks right there. There's a bunch of them. I think it's the desk. We could change it for you.
Kelly and I always marvel. I'll speak for Kelly again. We always marvel because we come in here every day. In a world of, I'll use my words, in a world of AI, in a world of unbelievable technological advances, in a world where some people are obsessed with inhabiting Mars, we still have not developed a system for putting in picks that is in any way commensurate with where we are in the advancement of technology in this planet.
Yes.
It's incredible. It's like,
it really is.
It's like NFL microphones when the ref used to try to like say the whatever the penalty was in the 80s, you could barely hear it in the stands as a fan. You're like, what did he say? It was all garbled. I was like, we could put a man on the moon, but we can't get this figured out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's with proxies. Like, how is that business? I don't want to take it because a lot of people's livelihoods. I'm not trying to kill their livelihood, but it's amazing that it's still going strong.
And I asked Derek on the show last week, I said, Derek, why don't we have a system where even if you live in there's going to be seven jurisdictions now. Circa is going live in Arizona, I believe, next year. Going to be seven jurisdictions where Circa is. Why can't they live in Arizona and put their picks in where Circa is in Arizona? It's because of that old, maybe it's a 61 wire act that's putting bets over state lines. This is a contest bet. Will that ever happen? He said, eventually you'll be able to play the big contest, maybe nationwide, from your house. That's going to eliminate all these proxies jobs.
Yeah. But we've been saying that for years.
But you can't do that in a no-rake situation. You have to have, there's so much work that's involved in the state taxes in each state. There's so much individual things, he said, involved there. The state has to get their money. I like that these proxies, they were very open, talked about a lot of things. I thought that was really, how about the price difference for cutoff time? Like, so if you put your pick in, you know, we want to put your pick in, it is a little bit of an advantage. You want to put your pick in Saturday with an hour to go to make sure there's nothing, no major injury to a quarterback, running back, something. You want to make sure you put your pick in, but very dangerous.
Don't get it too close.
You have to set, I set my timer on my iPad and my phone at, you know, like 5 minutes apart. Every Saturday, buzz me just to make sure I get the picks in.
There's a lot of anxiety.
It's a lot of anxiety to make sure.
You're right, because to use Fezzik's word, you want as perfect as information as you can possibly get.
Right.
So as close to the deadline as you can possibly get. But I remember our buddy Las Vegas, Chris, who was like really contending 1 year late, and he got it in at with one like 30 seconds left or something.
Scary.
Yeah, he was dying.
Scary.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know if there was a difference in price. There's a lot more stress on the proxies to put a pick on Saturday with only an hour to go or something, compared to a Friday at their convenience. It's more work for the proxies to do that. So there is a little bit of a higher price with certain proxy services. I don't think either one of these. You can put your pick in, and there's no, it's the same price. Maybe they do have deadlines, though. But
I know of some proxy situations, though, where somebody that submits on like a Friday morning, and the proxy lollygags it till about 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Pacific on Saturday.
Yeah.
They're not pleased about that.
So it's about $100 an entry, too. About $100 for every pick that you put in. So to get a proxy. So they're making, if someone has five picks, it's $500 for the season. And, you know, when they're out, they're out. So you think it'd be out after week three. They're just making the money. So the proxies are doing very well. And I still say the tipping subject is very, very I talked a little bit about that. I find out now it's a lot more work than I was thinking. So I realize that. And yes, I would tip. I would. But
what would you tip?
If you win a million.
If you win a million.
10 grand they get extra.
10 grand.
And they would still curse me dead.
They would still curse you. Yeah. You know, I had this conversation with a past winner. And they were like, they want 40,000 from me. I'm like, don't give them 40,000. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You got a wife and kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sorry.
Tough subject.
That's what I said. Sorry. Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football's back. Some of the best betting opportunities of the year start with the NFL preseason. Sign up for the VSiN, today, and get both our NFL and college football betting guides packed with team previews, power ratings, proven betting systems, and best bets from VSiN's sharpest minds to help you bet football smarter all season long. You also get daily best bets, real-time betting splits, AI-powered prop projections, including our new MLB player props and totals picks. Plus, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. Start today for just $9.99 or get a full year and save 50% with a VSiN Pro annual subscription. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Tweets at Beating the Book. Xavier82, he's playing with Profit X as they are CFTC regulated now all over the place. Shades of Mako. Yes, more entries helps for these contests, but we've talked about the diminishing returns. Like 300 entries does not play that differently than 50 to 100 entries, right? They're just hoping to get to the end with more entries for larger return, but there is a limit.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's the same concept, right? The more the merrier.
Interesting, 50 to 100, that's very interesting.
No guarantee you'll get to the promised land, but yes, if you can get to Thanksgiving and Christmas in this particular contest, it's a huge advantage for sure. Justin G., morning, gentlemen. Was thinking about coming to Vegas for the ultimate contest weekend here at Circa. What are your overall thoughts about that weekend? Thank you, as always. I haven't really spent that many. I will be here for this year's, but everybody seems to have a great time at the contest weekend, signing up, big push for
signups. Don't they have something upstairs with different shows? And
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I walked around there. Yeah, it's cool.
Wise Guys Wager, listening now to Gil and Bill, my favorite hour of the week, LFG. Thank you, Wise Guys. Billy Charlebois, I love Thursday so much with Crackman that I negotiated listening to his segment on our drive to Iowa, betting legal, in the car, by agreeing to go to a farmer's market and antique store. Keep bringing it, Craig.
Oh,
that's
with
awesome.
His wife?
Yeah.
She's the best.
Sure, I'll go. He's like, the timing of it will work out for me.
Nice. Thank you.
Brad Sports, best hour of satellite radio each and every week. Thank you, Brad Sports. And then Props Profits. Talking to Kelly about his trip to Nashville, you have the best Nashville hot chicken joint in the country in Las Vegas. Oh, no, pardon me, he's not. Started as a truck in L.A., still has hour-plus lines at his L.A. locations. What's it called? Howlin' Rays, located at the Venetian, if you can handle heat.
Oh, I've seen that at the Venetian. I never heard of it, though.
He says, don't go over medium spice. Get the Santo. Tony Hernandez, gentlemen, even though, as Gil mentioned, we may be inhabiting Mars soon. No, not soon. Does that mean my Chargers may actually make some noise this season? Finally, the wait is over. Best of luck to all ANG fans in their wagering endeavors. That's very nice, Tony. And K-Flow, Kelly Nash, Vegas is tremendous. Pace accordingly. Go to tip. Find a band, or here's a pro tip, I think it means. Find a band that has a bass player that looks like he grew up playing metal. Slide them some money and request Enter Sandman. It will blow the roof off any tavern. And he goes on and on about that.
Bass, yep. Yep.
And Brosec 1870 didn't want to spoil it for everybody, but the substation is not a thing, and almost everything people have said about it, it's wrong. There you go. Finally, cooler heads prevail.
You said, when you reminded me of that place, Howlin' Rays was called, right?
Yep.
I went there because Scar's Pizza is opened a location there, and Scar's is from New York City, and Lower East Side. I had some great pizza there multiple times. So I said, well, I can't wait for the new one to open. But it's always tough to duplicate the New York pizza here for many reasons. Ovens, water, there's different maybe even some of the supplies. So I went there, and I was a little disappointed. It was good, but I was disappointed. But makes me think, I have tried some good pizza lately.
Whoa,
I found some good pizza here in town.
Really?
So there was this I didn't think much of the original locations now. Hold on, let me think. Oh, boy, it's on Tropicana. There's a place that's been there for years, and I just can't think of the name. Metro. It's called Metro Pizza. There's a couple locations. There's one inside of Ellis Island. So Metro, just okay, but everyone loved it. The owner, John, from Brooklyn, he just opened up. It's called Sliceteria over by IKEA, over by Durango Casino. IKEA, right in the shopping center across the way. And he opened up a Sliceteria shop. That's what it's called. And he has an 86 slice. And I said, 86? That's where L&B Spumoni Gardens is in Brooklyn, on 86. I wonder if it's something to do with that. And I never met John. I met him there that day. 75 years old, great guy. Just opened up, walked me through the whole place, gave me the tour. And then he said, you got to try this. There's a grandma slice, too, which is a thinner slice of pizza. I know. We could always talk about grandma pie.
Yeah.
There's also called tomato pie, which is a lot of different things that the different names in different places throughout the country. That slice shop is fantastic. That slice of pizza there I thought was great. The Sicilian slice, which is almost called an upside down square. Fantastic. I've been there 3 or 4 times now, and the same quality. Fantastic. Al, who we know from Dom DeMarco's.
Yes.
Al just started making what he calls a tomato pie. It's a thick piece. It's a thicker one. It's not the thin one like the Trenton tomato pies. People know out there what I'm talking about. It's a thicker one, though, than what he has. And he has these special tomatoes that are much more expensive to obtain and produce and sell. So it's off the menu, but he's going to put it on the menu. Their tomato pie is fantastic, too. And Dom DeMarco's is a take on, of course, the famous Dom DeMarco in Brooklyn, and Al studied under him. He didn't take anyone under his wing after Al terrorizing him. He finally took him under his wing, and they opened up a couple places.
Al's okay after the car accident? He's feeling okay?
Yeah. And like I said, that's a dangerous – going out of Charleston there, people fly.
Oh, it's a dangerous one. Yeah.
And, you know, I know we live in the moment, and everyone thinks it's the worst where they are, and, you know, 95 in Florida is some of the – craziest drivers in the world I've ever seen is on 95, Interstate 95 in Florida, especially South Florida. But Las Vegas,
Vegas
I still say,
to
has
me,
some
it's
of the worst drivers
it's
in the
worst.
Country.
Everybody trying to race you.
It's everyone. There's a mix between all different, and it's a lot of misplaced rage. We're gamblers here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
I know we have lots of stress and misplaced rage. I cannot believe how bad. Every day I'll find something and say, wow, look at that on the roads here.
Yeah.
So, very dangerous, though. Something I talked about on Twitter this week, I think it was Monday I put it up there. I got about 1.2 million views on 2 different tweets between them both about Treasure Island. So Treasure Island is a place that I have many times went after because of the antique management there that, you know, they just hate anyone that wins with a pulse. And but yet
never not funny. Antique.
I'm just thinking. Yes. Yeah. I'm just thinking that Mr. Ruffin, who owns the place, or someone, he had to approve this because it's going to cost him millions of dollars. So Mr. Ruffin,
Look at this right here. This is your video.
There it is. Oh, wow. How'd they get that up that fast?
Danny Higgins.
They didn't even know what I was going to talk about. That's the line. They've given everyone $200. It doesn't matter who you are.
Uh-huh.
You can have an existing card. You can have a new card. It's $200 per person in free play. And you have to gamble it through one time, play it one through. But you can play video poker. You should end up with anywhere from 150 to 180. Now, perfect example. Someone put a tweet up yesterday.
Look at his line.
He won $4,000 on his free play. I sent two people in there to tell them to go in. I know the 200, but they can use the money. And they both left with 180. So I was happy about that. You know, it's just an amazing thing. And you say, why would Treasure Island do such a thing? Why would they give you everyone $200? Well, I'm thinking it's probably to ramp up their inventory of names and emails and cards. Because guess who's coming next door? Hard Rock.
Yeah.
So they want to make sure they have the database ramped up, pumped up, because they're probably going to want some overflow traffic from Hard Rock. It's right next door. It's walking there. You know, you can walk right next door. And it's nice to get offers maybe from Treasure Island. Say, hey, you're going to Hard Rock? Let's go to Treasure Island too. Oh, we got rooms at Treasure Island. Hard Rock's new. We can't stay there, but let's go to Treasure Island. We got an offer there. We can go to both. You know, like, that's just my hypothesis.
You might be very right. Yeah. That sounds as good as anything. Yeah.
So, first date, it was about an hour line when I posted those, 2 hour line every day. It's only Monday to Wednesday. It's supposed to last until September. I don't know if it'll last more than yesterday. I don't know if they'll do it next week. Yeah. I don't know. Because yesterday, it was a 6.5 hour wait. That's what I was told. God. I had multiple people saying,
like $200.
$200.
Yeah.
You know, big deal. If I'm going to wait 5 hours, all right, great. I'm getting $40 an hour. You know, $35 an hour after the fees. You know,
speaking of the Hard Rock, how do you feel about the giant guitar now being the signature iconic building now of the Strip?
Treasure Island obviously hates it because it blocks the whole building out.
Shadows
if
over them.
If you're coming from the south, which most people do, they come from the airport,
that's
they
right.
come from that side of town, you come from Caesars, Bellagio, the guitar blocks out Treasure Island totally.
Completely.
And it's an overhang in the street. I'm surprised they put those big suites on the outside like that. Did you see those suites with the railings?
Yes.
I'm shocked that they would do that because, they didn't want to do that at Cosmo.
How many strip hotels have like balconies with railings? Cosmo does.
Cosmo does, but they weren't supposed to be hotel rooms. They were supposed to be sold as condos.
And they were for a while.
Yeah. So I'm pretty surprised they would do that, but the building looks like it's going to be beautiful. Listen, I love the Hard Rock brand. I love going to Hard Rock in Florida, Tampa, and Hollywood. I love those pools. I'm sure they're going to recreate. I mean, put those same pools, I would think, here. And I'm sure they haven't talked about a water park yet or a lazy river or something like that. But Hard Rock is known to really put some money in.
They already had a lazy river at the Mirage, so I think they kept that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is, of course, a throwback to the old lazy river at the old Hard Rock.
I look forward to it, though, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Competition's good for the player.
Check it. Not a lazy river. A lagoon they already had.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which was a throwback to the old Hard Rock. Coming back, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter, on a numbers game right here at VSiN.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back in the numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas, Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. His podcast is Wise Cracks, which he does with John Orlando. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Tweets, Montreal Max, tennis turnaround reminder. After rain delay, the evening started an hour. Iga got off the court at 10:20, but then Rybakina was out on the court till 1 a.m. Yeah, I failed to mention that. And their championship starts at 6 p.m. Eastern here tonight while Cincinnati is now underway. Yeah, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Brian Point, Schaefer, Kelly in Nashville for every alcoholic drink mixer. Drink mix in a water. A lot of bars, three levels on each bar, and a lot of fun. Enjoy yourself. Chance Copperpot. I've been in Portland for 20 years. I live in the city. I travel all over the country to other major cities. We have the same problems as most. People just like to make things political or believe everything they see on social media. I love it here. There's a shout-out for Portland. And Xavier 82, Plant and Profit X in Texas. He's a truck driver, move all over the country, so Novig and Profit X are my primary options in most southern states. Should be back up in 24 hours. Just a brief note on prediction markets, because we were talking about Derek earlier, and Derek was gracious and kind enough to just hang out with me for 10, 15 minutes in the parking lot yesterday. We're talking about all kinds of things. Totally agree on everything he was saying about contests and his unique perspective on them. We were talking about his Detroit Tigers. He completely agrees with my take on the fact that they – even with trading Scooble, they were still trying to thread the needle, was my phrase, and still try to make the playoffs. We were in agreement on that. One thing we probably don't have perfect agreement on is prediction markets. And he had a tweet yesterday, and I think a lot of engagement on his tweet yesterday. And I just want to, you know, for those who, you know, take the position that, you know, prediction markets are, oh, they're nothing but, you know, when you're betting with the market makers are nothing but illegal bookmakers at that point. Like, I just want to try to be as objective as possible about this. I completely understand why casino operators in regulated states are upset. Sure. I understand, because they paid
so many fees.
gobs and gobs of money to get licenses, and so they view this as an end around. And I get that. But sometimes in life, that's how the cookie crumbles. And, you know, I would imagine a lot of casino operators probably voted for the guy that's currently in office. And the guy that's currently in office, apolitically speaking, kind of screwed them on three fronts. One, you know, the fact that, you know, Donald Trump Jr., as represented as a symbol of this, is on the boards of both Polymarket and Kalshi, kind of screwed gamblers with the taxes. And, you know, Canadians, who are often a big population of patronage at these casinos, kind of infuriated Canadians over time as well. So it's like, hey, sometimes this is what you don't expect what you vote for, and it happens. So I understand why they're upset. Objectively speaking, I totally get that. On the other hand, we have to understand that prediction markets are not always peer to market maker. So to characterize them as such is not accurate. I have a little bit more knowledge than the average person. I'm certainly no expert, but a little bit more knowledge than the average person about what goes on behind the scenes at these places. A lot of it is market maker to market maker, and a lot of it is patron to patron. So it's not exactly how it's being characterized. And I would say for, you know, any person, any casino operator who is upset about this, hey, in like DraftKings did, in jurisdictions where it's allowed, these prediction markets, you're free to go make markets at -102. And what I think you will find is that it's harder than you think it is, because you no longer have the benefit of knowing if Rufus is the guy betting into you, or where the sharp bettors are betting and who the square ones are. It's not as easy as you think, but you always have that ability to do that. So it's not as black and white. While I understand that casino operators are angry about the end around and how this now, this federal body, the CFTC, is now regulating these prediction markets, and you have had to abide by these other set of principles, I get it. On the other hand, maybe if you can't beat them, you join them sometimes too, right? You can always invest in them, and there was always those opportunities. So I'm just saying it's not nearly as black and white. I hope we can all sort of disagree respectfully on this kind of thing, that it's not as evil. There's no good and evil here. It just is. And once that, you know, you wonder if this current administration leaves, if this will go back. Maybe, maybe not. It's tough to put that genie back in the bottle after all this time.
Very good. I have to do my little segment here of people that are looking to stay out of jail and these guys looking to break in jail. Okay, so I've been reached out. They reached out to me from Polymarket and Kalshi, people that work there. They know I live in Nevada. They follow me on Twitter. And they both said to me in a week, Crack, you'll be great at this. This is great. You know, Kalshi and we have all these things.
And you're like, I live in Nevada.
And when you can put up markets, you can be the market maker. And the person at Polymarket said the same thing. And I told them, I said, listen, you know I live in Nevada, right? Yeah. They didn't even know.
I bet they don't even know.
They don't even know.
They don't even know.
It's illegal here.
Yeah. If they're like middle management, it's very possible they don't even
know. They don't even know.
It's their job
illegal
to know.
All 50 states. No, you're not.
Yeah. It's their job to know.
Yeah, they are. It's their job to know. And I'm not trying to pick on them. They're very nice people. They both used to be casino hosts, actually, in the casino, and they've crossed over to, which a lot of people did, especially in the beginning. when the DraftKings and FanDuel's were. They all took people from the casino because they had databases of, and don't ever kid yourself. People say, oh, that's very unethical and very illegal to steal databases. They all do it. If you work in a casino,
yeah,
somehow you're going to copy the database for your, it's supposed to be only your clients and your clientele, but somehow it happens all the time. There's always lawsuits about it.
Every host that transfers from casino to casino, that's always
a big
thing.
They bring their clients and they try to bring the clients of that. It's unfortunate. It's unethical, and it actually technically could be illegal if they're caught with it, a list from that casino. But I want to just go back before we get off air here. So my purpose, I talked about it on my podcast yesterday, about never getting a card made in a casino unless you're going to have a big play on your first trip or you're going to give them good play where you're going to get some good offers. So the Treasure Island one, of course, is for all existing card members and new card members. And I'll even give you a little perk there. If you have an existing card with a PIN number, you don't have to even wait online. You can go to the kiosk. They loaded every single card with the $200. You have to just opt in on the kiosk. So that's maybe a way to, if they do have it next week, which they may, but I know they lost a lot. They had to lose a ton of money. I mean, it was a homeless shelter in there. I mean, it was pretty bad in there. You know, from what a lot of people told me, they said, wow, this was really bad. Mm. Going back to what I'm saying. So, you don't want to get a card, a new card made in the casino unless you're getting something. Like, people just want to get a card to say, I want to put it in my card collection. No, that means if you're not a gambler, just to have a card is a pretty card, I guess. But no, there's a casino in Illinois recently that had $2,000 loss rebate. There's another casino in Illinois that you brand new card, you sign up, you get the Rio had, if you get a Rio, remember I talked about it on Twitter, I got 4 million views on Twitter on this. You get a new card at the Rio, you get $500 if you have a diamond card or above at Caesars. If you had an upper-level card or a middle-level card at other casinos, $500 in free play. It was unbelievable. Trust me, they regret doing that. But these places do that. They get desperate to get customers in. Yamava out in L.A. right now is doing a match. So if you get $500 or $1,000, you can go to Yamava. If you have an offer at your current casino and you don't have a card at Yamava, you can bring it there and, hey, or it's inactive for a year. But that's what I'm saying. There's no reason to get a card unless you're planning to give a good play. You know, you always want to give a good play on your first play, and you give that allure, and that you're a bigger gambler than you are by playing more. And, you know, I know maybe you'll lose a little bit of EV there by doing that, but your offers can be really, really good. You have to check that out. This is just to let people know, because people don't know sometimes. They just get a card. Oh, man, I just got a card at the Palms. I didn't realize. Well, Palms will have an offer every year or something. You know, to give you some perks. Now, before we go off again, this was a real, I just read it to Gil during the break. Wow. I mean, some of these places, they just want to bust every living human. So, in New Jersey, this company called A-Wager has partnered with some of the casinos, real land-based casinos, to play slot machines from your house. Real live slot machines in the casino. So, Borgata Online players have the ability to remotely play physical slot machines stream live from regulated environments in the casino. Just think about what I'm saying. You're home at your house in New Jersey. You can have money on their app, and you can fire on the casino slot machines in their regulated studio environments. It's going to be probably where they deal their blackjack and have their online gaming, but they're all going to get this. And if it's allowed, they're all going to get it. Wow. We're in a time period where you could play slots from your home, from your work.
So what you're
real live slot you're machines.
Push. Press push. It. Press it. Press it. Push. That's what you
press.
Do? You just have to communicate it
press.
Every time?
Press.
Press.
Yeah.
Press. That's ridiculous.
Pull the lever instead. Pull the lever.
Oh, man.
Press. No, hit you know, one coin. No, two coins. Press. I mean, it's unbelievable. Wow. Playing slot machines from home.
Purple Kevin at 1111. Thank you. He says, I respect you for being objective on prediction markets. I deal with both sides and write about this, and they are two different things. Despite many similarities, it isn't black and white, and the casinos and states look weird being so polarizing. Thank you for that tweet. Purple Kevin at 1111. Appreciate it. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bill Krakenberger, everybody, at Bill Crackman with the K. Wisecrack's the name of the podcast. Prop Points is next right here at VSiN. Enjoy.